Hello, this is Collective Noun. For a high quality program, press 1. You have pressed 2.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Welcome to the show tonight, and oh boy, what a night it is, Zach. I can exclusively confirm, and this is the first time you're hearing this news.
Uh-oh.
That Christmas chat returns to Collective Noun's radio show tonight.
What? No, it doesn't. It's September the 12th.
Yeah, well, last year...
What's that, 3 months away from Christmas?
Last year on the show, I was talking Christmas by August. So you've done well to hold out to mid-September.
Were you actually? Have you gone to the tapes?
I have gone to the tapes, yeah.
And we do keep all the shows on tape.
We do.
The radio station says, guys, there's computers that can do this. And we say, no, it must be on cassette.
It's a long process, but it's worth it. The point is, Zach, there's something that I've come across today that I think means it's time to start talking Christmas
Please,
in 2018.
No.
I know half of the people listening probably agree with you.
No, not half.
I think it's
95%.
I reckon people most
people don't want to talk about Christmas in September.
When do they want to start talking about it then?
December, maybe mid-December.
Okay, well, last time you said December 24th, and I think that's absurd. So, my point is, I think it's time that Christmas comes onto the show for 2018. I'll share my evidence as to why before we hit 11 o'clock tonight. I think you might even come around and agree with me by the time we get there. That's all I'm saying.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Dom, we're just hours away from possibly brand new iPhones being announced. The Apple conference is on early morning Australian time.
Which does mean also if you get up early for any of the breakfast radio shows, this will be the main talking point tomorrow, I'd imagine.
There has been a last-minute leak.
Has there?
That apparently is pretty legit about the things they're going to talk about. Would you like to know what they're going to announce?
You know, normally I like to wait and hear Tim Cook, the Apple CEO, in his dulcet tones tell me their new products.
Well, but it's kind of like hearing, like, it's the night before Christmas, and your parents go, you know what, you can open a present now.
Yeah, right.
And you have to consider, is it worth opening now, or do I want to do it on the magical day?
You know what, I think I'd like to hear, I've heard Tim Cook and Steve Jobs announce products. I'd like to hear Zach Mander have a go.
These were some leaks on Apple's website.
Okay.
Which has happened before, apparently. There's going to be 3 new iPhones, the iPhone XS, the XS Max,
okay,
which is getting confusing.
What the hell
and
does that mean?
The XR.
Yeah.
What does that mean? They don't mean anything. They've never have meant anything.
No, but is Max now Plus?
Well, there's XS and XS Max, I guess so. They don't seem to be following their own rules.
No, I'm not entirely sure what numbering system they're using.
If they made clothes, it would be the most confusing sizing system.
Well, they just...
Because it'd be like, it would go like A, B, 12, 19, some Roman numerals, then back to the alphabet. The alphabet squared.
Yeah, that's it. It's bizarre. I can't figure out what numbering system they're using, but it doesn't work.
So there's the 3 new iPhones and apparently some new Apple Watch sizes. Don't need to call a conference, guys. You could probably just put that out on the website.
I reckon that's memo territory.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? It's worthy of a memo.
A
group text. Hey, guys, heads up. Some confusing new iPhones are out.
And a couple of slightly different Apple Watch sizes. And, you know, they're millimetres different. It's not like, oh, now it looks like that there's a phone on your wrist.
Right.
They're millimetres different.
I guarantee, though, if you do stay up and watch the conference, it will be spoken about, like, the biggest thing that's hit humanity.
Yeah, we shaved 3 millimetres. Or added 3 millimetres on. I don't know if they're bigger or smaller, but they're slightly different.
At some stage, there's going to be a picture of
They're bigger. They're 2 mil bigger.
Right. Well, at some stage, there's going to be a time lapse of the sun rising over the earth with dramatic music underneath. That'll be in the conference at some stage.
Anyway, in a couple of hours, there will be the world's newest phones, the world's best and most cutting-edge phones announced.
And I know that what's going to happen is when this dominates the news cycle for the next few days, everybody out there who has maybe a bit of a dodgy phone is going to feel shamed. You're going to feel like your phone's not good enough.
My phone's getting pushed further and further back now.
That's it. Every time they do one of these, your phone gets further and further down the food chain. And we think it's about time that stopped.
We want to celebrate some of the old phones, some of the bad phones that are out in the world today, because we know they're not all iPhone XS Max.
Well, it's a bit like when you see an Instagram model and, you know, we can't all look like that.
No.
We can't all have a phone as good as whatever the thing you just said was.
Get used to it. The iPhone XS Max. I had to look back down at the sheet there because I forgot it, because it doesn't really roll off the tongue, does it?
Great job, Apple Marketing. That's a catchy one. 131060. How bad is your phone? Because I think, like, if we can get people like there were some real phones, you know, that have had some life experience, maybe they're 20 years old, maybe they're only a few years old, but they've been underwater, Maybe they don't play music anymore, whatever it might be.
I was using a phone for quite a while.
Yeah.
Where the phone was so smashed that I was at great risk of cutting myself every time I was scrolling through Instagram.
What, like just shards of glass?
Yeah. Like it broke the film on the front. You know, there's like a protective film that even when it smashes, it still feels a bit smooth. Yeah,
right.
This was like glass into your fingers.
It adds some risks to the experience.
It does.
Well, 131060, if you have a bad phone in some way, a damaged phone, whatever it might be, give us a call. Caitlin in Victoria. How bad is it, Caitlin?
It's pretty bad. I've got a Motorola Razr that I handed down to my little sister.
Yep.
Hang on, is that a flip phone?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's a classic.
This is
That's
great.
A relic from the past. I wish they still made those.
So how long did you have it for, Caitlin?
So it was my mum's phone first.
Yep.
She bought it in 2004.
Mm. Yeah, wow, okay.
So it's pretty strong. Like, the battery life is amazing.
Yeah, I don't know if an iPhone would last that long, to be honest.
I actually don't think it would.
That's 14 years.
So how long did you have it for then, Caitlin? You had a good decade with it or so?
I had about 5 years with it.
Yeah, wow.
And what sort of games is it rocking?
It's got the Snake.
Yeah. Snake 1?
Pardon?
Is it Snake 1 or Snake 2?
Snake 2.
Yeah, that's
Snake
a classic one.
I didn't even know there were different versions.
Snake 2 was the one that went big.
Was
Snake
it?
1 had a few different rules and wasn't as popular.
Right.
Isn't it crazy, by the way, that we find it like outrageous that there's a phone that's 14 years old, where these are like significant investments? Like, that's how
that's
quickly we go through things in society these days. That 14 years is considered, whoa!
Well, you're getting stuck into me for making a deep rant. You can't jump into one now.
Well, I like what Caitlin's done. Pass the phone down through the generations in our family. That's getting the best use out of it. That's what we should be trying to do.
I'm amazed that there hasn't been a Snake app that's gone big, by the way, on the iPhone.
I think that I'm pretty sure you could find that fairly easily.
But you're probably right.
I think there'd be 1,000 Snake games.
Bianca is in Victoria. What's your bad phone you want to celebrate?
It's not my phone. It's actually my brother's phone. Mm-hmm. I'm constantly updating, so it's really bad. But he had a Nokia for about 10 years.
Oh, that's awesome.
He still has it in his drawer, but he's using my old iPhone 5, and he refuses to update from that.
Well, the amazing thing about the Nokia is it would still be on its original charge. Because you only had to charge those things once every couple of years. Those batteries were amazing.
That's very true. You know, I remember getting a Nokia. It was my mum's old Nokia as well. And I, looking back at it, I don't think I recharged that once.
No, the idea of charging every night was very foreign a couple of years ago.
It really was.
That's a very recent thing.
We have Brett in Melbourne on 131060. How bad's your phone, Brett?
Oh, it's a lot better than the Nokias and the Razors, but at the same time, the battery life's still better than my iPhone as it is. But my glass is split in half, so every time I put it against my face to make a phone call, it scratches the hell out of my cheek.
Okay,
so you are getting physical injuries from using your phone, Brett.
Yeah, and it's not worth the $200 to replace the glass.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I think it might be.
If it's cutting your face up.
Hang on, Brett, can I ask, chatting to us right now, is this hurting you?
No, it's away from, I've got to hold it towards my ear, but then hang the phone out kind of thing.
Yeah, right, okay. Well, I'm guessing anyone who calls Brett, they would just hear him talk like a meter away from the phone, just to avoid that.
Or just really angry. And it's like, is Brett angry at something I've said? And he's like, no, phone is stabbing me.
Yeah, I would think, I understand that some people don't want to go out and make the investment for a new screen. I understand that that's a little bit annoying. But surely when it's $100 to $200, you've either at least got to do that or maybe buy some sort of foam padding for the cheek.
And I think these days also, you don't have to have any more incentive not to talk on the phone. Because I know so many people don't want to take phone calls anymore. If the phone is going to stab you in the face, well, you're never going to pick up a call.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Dom, up next, I would like to give you a bit of an update on the charity work I've been doing.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that, Zach. You got a big heart, don't you?
Of course, I'm talking about the charity I run, the SFROS, the Society for the Restoration of Outdated Sayings, where we take outdated sayings and bring them to 2018.
I've been meaning to ask you about the charity. How's the investigation been going? Because I know you were being investigated for,
tax reasons.
Tax reasons, embezzling funds, money laundering.
I can't make any comment at this stage.
Okay, but you're pushing on anyway.
Legally, we are allowed to continue at this stage.
I'm glad to hear that. Yeah.
But yes, I do need to inform you that the investigation kicks on.
It's ongoing. That's fine. We don't need to cover that stuff. That's fine.
Well, no, because I feel like it gets in the way of the work.
Yeah, that's true.
Of getting old sayings and bringing them to 2018.
And when are you on the stand?
Well, I mean, it's been it's obviously been hard for me over the last couple of weeks because I have had to
in and out of court.
Being in and out of court, I had to present the documents, the receipts, or lack of receipts, which is really the issue that they keep knuckling down on. But I really shouldn't be talking about it.
And who says this show doesn't do real vulnerable chat? I know that's opening yourself up there, Zach, so thank you.
Well, I just started this charity out of trying to do some good in the world.
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah, okay, we skipped some receipts. But that wasn't our plan. We didn't set out to embezzle. We didn't set out to do fraud. We set out to get old sayings and bring them to 2018. And that's what we want to continue to do. It was an honest mistake, and I don't think we should be punished for it.
What about the offshore funds?
Okay, well, I didn't know you knew about that. And that hasn't been brought up in court yet, and I hope they're not listening to this.
Okay, well, all the best with the court case. In the meantime, though, we'll get to you fixing up another old saying after this. Right now, though, it's time for the least accurate wrap-up of the day's news.
This is Collective Nouns Out of Context News.
Making Out of Context News tonight, Delta Goodrum loves playing Fortnite.
I really do enjoy it as a craft, and people who do it exceptionally well, it's a truly incredible craft to be able to do.
Also, Beyonce spoke about the first time she heard Baby Shark.
It has so much depth, you know, it's so emotional, and I literally... I was crying.
And Donald Trump is on a really bad phone plan.
$500 billion a year. It's no good.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Dom, you know that I run a charity, the SFROS, the Society for the Restoration of Outdated Sayings.
Yep.
Our work is to get sayings and bring them to 2018. Sayings that when you think about it, they're not really that relatable anymore. So you got to take the sentiment.
Yep.
And change it so it works in this modern age.
You know, I reckon it's been a good month or two since we've heard from the charity.
Well, we've been doing our work. We just don't harp on about it all that often.
Well, that's fair. I mean, I guess you can't just pull a saying out every week, can you?
Would you like to know what saying we're updating this week?
Yeah. What are we doing?
Mad as a hatter.
Okay.
That saying doesn't make any sense anymore, so we need to bring it to 2018.
Okay.
Basically, no one knows any hatters anymore.
What is a hatter?
Someone who makes hats.
Okay. The Mad Hatter's a character in one of the Disney things, isn't it? Is that Beauty and the Beast?
No, where she goes down the rabbit hole. What's that?
Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland.
That's the one, yeah. All right. So Mad as a Hatter's gone, is it?
Yep, we're getting rid of that.
Okay.
But we do need an expression for people who are mad.
Well, firstly, do you want to shred Mad as a Hatter?
Yeah, why not?
Put it through the shredder.
You are no longer allowed to use that expression. Instead, I have three suggestions, Dom. You have to pick which one it's going to be replaced with.
Okay, what have you got?
Mad as a parent hearing Baby Shark.
Okay, well, I've only heard Baby Shark a couple of times myself. So
you're not a parent?
I'm not a parent. Do you reckon that's being blasted by children?
Oh, 100%.
All around the country.
Our parents would be enraged at us even talking about Baby Shark.
Okay. I mean, if I substitute in, I suppose, maybe one of the Wiggles songs from when I was a kid, I can understand how it would drive
me. What was your favourite?
My favourite Wiggles song?
It has to be the one about spaghetti, right?
Yeah, hot potato, cold spaghetti, etc. Certainly not fruit salad. I mean, I think that was just pushing unhelpful food stereotypes.
Okay, our next one. Mad as Pauline Hanson getting served a halal snack pack. Pretty angry.
I mean, that's the picture of fury. And the sad thing is, you know, forget your political points. I think she'd actually enjoy the taste of it.
Yeah, she would.
She'd have a great meal. But unfortunately, the anger would get in the way of that one.
So it's either mad as a parent hearing Baby Shark, mad as Pauline Hanson getting served a halal snack pack, or our last option, mad as Shane Warne when Tinder goes down. He's back on Tinder, apparently. That's the news we've heard last week.
He is back on Tinder over in the UK trying to get a date. Try your luck.
He'd be pretty upset if Tinder was to go down.
He would be.
And I think that's something everyone could relate to.
If you haven't heard this segment before, more often than not, we do turn old sayings into updated ones about Shane Warne and Tinder. I think, I'm pretty sure most of your outdated sayings have been turned into ones about Warne and Tinder.
They're very applicable.
They're very applicable. I.
What do you think? Which one is going to replace Mad as a Hatter? Is it going to be Mad as a parent hearing Baby Shark, Mad as Pauline Hanson getting served a halal snack pack, or Mad as Shane Warne when Tinder goes down?
You know, Pauline Hanson tempted me there. That's a great one, but I can't resist. It's got to be as Mad as Shane Warne as when Tinder goes
from
down.
From now on, no one is allowed to use the saying Mad as a Hatter. Yeah. This is what the charity has found. Sure. Instead, we have to use Mad as Shane Warne when Tinder goes down.
All right. Well, that's official. And if you are in the UK, download Tinder. Start swiping. You might run into Warnie. Who knows?
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Look, a bit of a warning off the top here. We are about to talk a little bit of Christmas.
No, not we. No, I will not be a part of this.
Well, you have to be a part of this, unfortunately. Your name's on the show. You're in the show. And
but
the show's discussing...
But I won't endorse that this is a positive idea.
I understand September 12, people might think it's too soon. Now, I understand not everyone shares my love and passion for Christmas.
It's like a quarter of the year away.
And you know what? I'd love to celebrate it all year round. I went to a specialty Christmas shop over the weekend, actually, the Christmas shack. It was great.
How many people were in there?
Just the staff and me.
Which I imagine will continue until December 1.
The point is, I do love Christmas, and this has been a big sticking point on this show before, that I like to bring Christmas onto the show. Zach doesn't love it.
No, I'm fine. I love Christmas. Yeah. Big fan of Christmas.
Sure.
Just in the right context, not in September.
Well, we're going to have to broach the subject now. And I'm not going to be ridiculous about it. I'm not going to play any Christmas carols. I did consider getting Michael Bublé's Christmas Baby Please Come Home queued up, ready to play, but I'm not going to do that.
So you're going to be reasonable.
I want to extend a mistletoe branch to you. Just to, you know, get this off to a peaceful start. Do you know what I mean? But what I'm going to send you right now is why this has come up. I was in Maya earlier today, Zach, just pottering around, when I glimpsed something from the corner of my eye, and I went down to have a look. Now, can you tell me what I've spotted in Maya today?
Well, it looks like some Christmas decorations, in particular some Santas, some Christmas trees, and just decorations in general.
Well, you're actually downplaying it. It's their entire Christmas setup. And it looks big. Can I just mention, well done, Maya. It looks bigger this year than ever before. It's all ready. It's open. It's ready to go.
What do they call it? You know what they call it.
It has various
names. Isn't it called the Wondertorium or
something? The Giftorium. No, that's a separate thing. This is the Christmas shop.
And remember how everyone thought that we were on their ads?
Oh, that's right.
You know the animations?
Yeah.
Everyone thought that they were our voices.
Yeah, it wasn't us.
They're not, but we'll take credit for it.
Well, absolutely. And also, I'd love to voice those characters if that's an option.
I think there were famous people who voiced them.
I think Frank Woodley was one of them, the comedian. Anyway.
I mean, Maya would be devastated. They could get the same effect with no-name late-night radio announcers.
The point is, Zach, I was in the Maya Christmas shop today. They had an employee standing there at the front working in an elf costume with a Santa hat on already.
No way.
They did. Who?
They have to be in the costume for 3 months.
Well, that's what I'm guessing. There was Christmas music playing. Everything was ready to go.
No, they're doing a dry run through.
Is that what you reckon's going on there?
3 months out. They're just going through the paces now, just to make sure they're ready.
I know one of the most vintage FM radio topics is it's too early. It seems they're getting into the shops earlier and earlier. I'm a massive fan of it. I think, you know, put them in June if you want.
Did you make any purchases?
I made a significant browse. I stock-taked for, you know, future purchases.
Yeah. Just take some photos of some things.
But what it's made me think, Zach, is that we just need to, I think, set some ground rules for the place Christmas is going to have on this show in the next few months. Because last year it got messy. Last year there were fights about how much Christmas chat we did. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to get down to the path where the International Christmas Council is getting involved again.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I want to propose to you. These are the following rules I have. One mention of Christmas in September.
Yep.
And this
that's
it.
Done.
This is it.
Okay, yeah.
Two in October.
Yep.
One per week in November.
Yep.
One per day in December.
That sounds reasonable.
Can you agree to those
that
terms?
That sounds reasonable. And see, this is what I'm saying. I'm a reasonable guy.
Great.
If you position what is a good deal,
that's it.
I'm happy to go for it.
And I know you're giving a bit there and I'm giving a bit.
Yeah.
I'd like to go everyday Christmas mentions from now on.
And can I just add one little thing to that?
Sure.
No mentions of Michael Bublé.
No, that's... I'm sorry. That's off the table. The deal's
what?
Off.
What?
No. Bublé
and any of his music is off.
No. Michael Bublé's Christmas album is definitely on the agenda. But we can discuss that later. But have we started with a Christmas truce? We're on the same page going forward?
Yes, we are. But I would like to extend my sympathy towards that poor elf in Maya today. If you have to wear that costume for the next 3 months, you need to talk to your boss. That's not okay. Get the union on that. That shouldn't be allowed.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Dom, last night on the show, I did drop a pretty big fast food secret about Subway. There is a big thing on the menu that you won't be able to get anymore. You can no longer get seafood sensation at Subway.
Seafood sensation is gone!
Yeah, got a little excited at the end there, but I have inside sources that say it's very possible that seafood sensation will no longer be at Subway in the near future.
And, you know, we got so excited because it's quite a thrill when you have some sort of big secret goss. Do you know what I mean? Some sort of fast food secret that you're sitting on.
It was a food scoop.
Yep.
But that scoop did not have any seafood sensation in it.
No, it did not. No. And many people might have thought, well, that must be, you know, Zach and Dom having their go at breaking some food news for the year. They're probably done now. All the fast food places of Australia can rest easy tonight.
Well, we thought if I stumbled across that fast food news so easily just by talking to one employee,
this is it.
Imagine if we asked hundreds of employees to share some secrets. Wait. What would we find out then?
And so we want to make this a bit of an airing space. 131060, are you sitting on some sort of a fast food secret? Now, we need to make this clear. This is obviously for current, former fast food employees, whichever box you fall into. We can keep you anonymous. We can do whatever's needed here, Zach, to preserve the anonymity of this space.
Have you heard any fast food secrets, Dom?
Well, I'm pretty sure that there's one that it's come across my desk a few times, Zach, that at some of the fast food places, they'll actually push up the bottom of the chip packets so they can fit less chips in.
Oh, that is a long-held rumour.
I've had it confirmed.
Have you had it confirmed? You've heard from an employee.
I've had it confirmed to me from an employee of a very well-known fast food chain.
Didn't we hear on this show once from someone talking about the soft serve machine?
Oh, yes.
What was that? What was that?
That was massive. That apparently sometimes they'll just say the soft serve machine's broken because they can't be bothered to make it for you. So, and it's not actually broken, which is massive.
131060.
Yeah.
Share your fast food secrets, whether you're an employee, a friend of an employee, or you just chatted to one once.
We have Riley in Queensland. I'm assuming these are all fake names as well. That's my gut feel on this. Riley, what's your secret?
I used to work at a McDonald's up in Queensland a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And the restaurant manager, whom I didn't get along with very well, used to tell me that I was filling the fry boxes up too much and I was giving the customer too many chips.
Oh, wow.
He suggested to me that if I push the bottom of the box right up and break it a little bit and hold the box closed, squeeze it closed a little bit, I would be able to help McDonald's out by not serving as many fries.
Is that how they say it? Help out, Ronald. Help him out. Look at him over there.
Okay.
Here's to speak on the other side, I wonder, though, if there's an argument to be made that if you cram too many fries in there, they'll go soggy. Do you think anyone's supporting that?
Well, do you think that's the reasoning, Riley?
Well, I couldn't tell you, but in my position there, I watched a lot of the quality of the product, and the fries couldn't sit and wait for more than 7 minutes. If they were there for 7 minutes, they were supposed to be thrown out, which was never the case.
Well, that's a very interesting thing then, Zach. If they can't sit there for more than 7 minutes, you'd think they'd be trying to get them out as quick as possible.
Well, I'd imagine if you were working there, they wouldn't last more than 7 minutes.
Okay, thanks, Zach. You are right.
You had fries in front of you for more than 7 minutes.
No, it is a very fair point. I did apply for a job at Macca's when I was in my teen years. And I remember they said in the interview, I didn't get past the interview, but they said, you can have as much free food as you want. You'll get sick of it pretty quickly.
Wrong.
They don't know who they're dealing with here. They made a wise call not employing me there. Alex is in New South Wales. Now, Alex, I can see that you have a fast food secret for us. I might just get you to keep the restaurant name anonymous on this one, but what have you got?
Yeah, good idea. I used to work for a certain place, maybe 2016.
Yeah.
And we would have veggie burgers, these veggie patties, right? I remember one time we were making them, we were really rushed, and I dropped it on the floor after it had been cooked. My manager had come over, picked it up off the floor, told me off to go on and throw it out and put it in the burger.
Okay. Well, that's massive. Zach's a vegetarian. So, Zach, you're the one who would eat the veggie patty on this show.
Well, my only concern is, did it pick up any insects when it was on the floor? Because technically they're not vegetarian. So I don't care about the germs, but I do care about any cockroaches that might have jumped on board.
Can I ask, Alex, did this information, did this put you off eating at the place afterwards, or were you fine?
I mean, I just made my own burgers.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's smart.
That actually reminds me, Dom, I spoke to someone who worked at a big steak shop recently.
Yeah.
What would you call that? Steakhouse. That's what I'm thinking of. Sure. And they said quite regularly the steaks were dropped on the floor. Mm. And what the chef would do was just dip them in the deep fryer. Just give them a couple of seconds in the deep fryer. And that would kill all the germs.
Oh my gosh. I mean, probably,
but here's what I always think about those types of stories.
Yeah.
I'm not sick yet.
That's it. That's it. And actually, deep fried steak sounds amazing. Just
maybe that's the type of story you don't want to hear about, like the origins of a product.
No,
if they go, where did you get the idea for deep fried steak? Well, we're trying to figure out how to kill the germs on all the steaks we dropped, which we used to do quite often.
We have Chris in Melbourne on 131060. You have a 7-Eleven secret for us.
That's correct. I have a cup from 7-Eleven from 7 years ago. And on this cup, it says, to celebrate the invention of Slurpee, every year on November 7th, at any 7-Eleven store, you can score yourself a free Slurpee just by saying the words, Happy 7-Eleven Day. So you don't have to make a purchase. As long as you say Happy 7-Eleven Day, you score yourself a free Slurpee.
Is that a hack? Don't they advertise that?
No, you have to make a purchase. But if
you have an old cup, so it looks like you've just purchased it. Is that correct?
Yes, but all you have to say is Happy 7-Eleven Day, and you get your free Slurpee.
Okay, Chris, do you think, in your experience, are the 7-Eleven employees, do they know what day 7-Eleven Day is, or do you think you could trick them on another day?
No, they know it's November 7th.
They know what's up. They know what's up. I was trying to think ahead. I thought what the hack was. Mm. Was that there was some type of deal that you get free refills.
Chris had
just kept a cup for 7 years.
Right.
Just getting free refills in the same cup. Because they might not have had a terms and conditions that said it can only be on the same day.
And it's interesting you say that because there was a Hungry Jack's near me growing up that used to do free refills.
Yeah, do they still do that?
Well, I don't think so, and I might be the reason.
What did you do?
I bought myself once a Hungry Jack's large cup, and I tell you, I would have had at least 60 full
like
cups.
Like over how long?
Over the space of a year or two after school.
My question about that is, doesn't the cup kind of start to tear up a little bit?
Oh, yeah, no, the cup was falling apart by the end of it. But I never paid for a Coke. I mean, they started to give me weird looks by the end of it, Zach. But I'm telling you, I had a year of free soft drink on that front.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Prize Piggy Bank.
This radio show is so late at night
that
we don't get given any prizes
by
the radio station. We're not even really sure if they know that we're on.
No, it's very possible that they think this is just music playing at this time of night.
So what we have to do is we have to win our own prizes from other competitions and then pass them on to you. It's kind of a Robin Hood situation.
That's it. So we find a bunch of competitions anywhere we can, magazines, online, social media, anywhere. And we'll enter them, try to win those prizes, and give them away.
We currently have 23 competitions out there in the ether, Dom.
Yeah.
Can you confirm how many of those 23 competitions have we won as of right now?
We have currently won none of them.
You haven't got any wins?
No wins yet. No,
what, not a movie ticket, not a DVD, not a CD?
I really thought we were going to get one of the Peter Rabbit DVDs, but we missed out on that as well, sadly.
All right, well, the only way that we can combat this is more competitions.
That's it, Zach. We just have to keep on entering. Today, early this afternoon, I've done a bulk enter. I've got a bunch we've entered.
How many have you entered?
I haven't even counted these. It'll be around about 10 to 15.
Okay.
Do you just want me to list through these?
What have we got? What have we entered this week?
We've entered for a Mazda CX-3.
That's great. Car. That's excellent.
Car would be a big... Good work. Could be an end-of-year giveaway. Mm-hmm. Also, a Range Rover.
Yeah.
$125,000 of cash.
Yep. Wouldn't say no.
A $4,000 European River Cruise.
That's great. I think if we won the $125,000 cash, we would give away $100,000.
We'd keep 25?
We'd keep 25. That's a finder's fee.
That's true. That's great. $5,000 IKEA gift card.
Yep, love that.
That'd be pretty good. An iPhone X.
These are all really good prizes this week. Usually, like, the competitions I found last week were like, we entered to win a box of Weet-Bix, one of them was.
That's it. I've aimed high, Zach. I will say that the iPhone X in a few hours is probably going to be outdated.
But you still wouldn't say no.
You still wouldn't say no. What about a Brita water filter?
Yeah, see, now we're slipping.
I have a motorhome for you that we entered.
Like an RV?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. That'd be pretty cool. A $2,000 mattress. Be great. A coffee machine. A ski holiday in Canada. A family pass to see Paw Patrol 90 Pups at the movies.
How many of those are they giving away?
They were giving away 100.
Yeah, I reckon we got a chance.
We got a fair chance in that one.
And could you take it to any movie theatre, or is it limited to a certain city?
I think all around Australia.
Okay.
For Paw Patrol tickets.
We might have that to give away.
I'm getting through this here. Golf Australia Express magazine. We're giving away a dozen premium golf balls. We entered that. I had to caption a photo. I put our producer's name. So that might get published in the magazine. A moleskin notebook with Super Mario on it. A copy of the Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Society on Blu-ray.
You went and saw that movie, didn't you?
Twice at the cinema.
Did you?
I loved it, yeah. So it
was that, was there anything about potatoes in there?
Not really. No. It's a great
false
film.
False advertising.
Great film. Nearly there. A box of fruit and veggies.
That's pretty good. Do you get to pick the fruit and veggies?
No. Assorted. And a meet and greet with Maggie Beer.
The chef.
Yeah.
Or the baker.
Kind of chef. She's on MasterChef a lot. So those are all into
now. You don't get any money or anything. It's just a meet and greet.
A meet and greet. Okay. And I think you have to be in the local area for that one. So we might have to, look
meet
into that.
Meet and greets are always interesting because you could win them from a prize. Yeah. But you could just run into someone down at the local pub and it would be the same thing.
That's it. So look, that's I haven't done the exact numbers, but I reckon
I had 17 there, Dom.
17 New Orleans.
So that brings our entries up to 40.
40 entries. Well, I mean,
surely 40 is enough. Surely we're going to start getting some prizes to give away soon.
Yeah. Now, I'd be eagerly happy to win, you know, the Guernsey Potato Peel and Literary, I don't know what that is, Society on DVD or Blu-ray, as I would be the $125,000 of cash.
I'm keen on the Range Rover. If we have that to give away.
That's cool. All right, well, they're out in the ether now. If you're controlling any competition and you see our entry come through, just sneak one our way.
You could get tickets to the Paw Patrol live show coming up real soon.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
I'm pretty upset with you, Zach. I'm pretty, look, I'm annoyed. I feel a bit betrayed.
Hang on.
It's not a good day for me.
What's
and
happened?
For our relationship, our friendship.
I thought it was a fine day, in my opinion.
We came in,
we had a nice chat before the show, and then I felt like the show's gone okay.
Well, Zach, a few months ago, you know that I had a dream where you ditched me to do a radio show with Denise Drysdale.
Yes, that's correct. Myself and Denise from Studio 10.
Yep.
We're going to do a cross-millennial.
That's it.
Radio show. You came up with that in your dream.
I did. And
it was amazing that was accurate. Denise and I had been in talks.
You did put my fears to rest when you told me recently. You played the clip of Denise Drysdale on Studio 10 saying she's not quitting Studio 10. She's not doing a show with you. She's going on a cruise instead.
Yep.
So she was heading off on a cruise.
Yeah.
Now, do you have anything to tell me about this?
About the cruise?
Yes.
And about myself and Denise?
Yes.
No, I don't think so. I think that's, we put the rumours to rest and there's no more comment to make.
Well, my dream last night, Zach, quite vividly.
Okay, well, we can't be relying on dreams. Well, I told you that's not a good...
Well,
you just got lucky once. That doesn't mean every dream you have is accurate.
You went on the cruise with Denise and did a double act in the theatre every night at the cruise ship.
Right, you found out about our live show.
Yeah, it was a magic show. Denise dressed up as a magician and you were her sidekick.
Yeah. Well, we had a bit of conversation about who would be the magician and who would be the sidekick. And we decided she had much more experience.
Yeah.
And so she'd be the magician, both in magic and comedy.
Right.
And so she would be the magician. I would be the person who gets sawn in half.
Yeah, right. Well, see, you said in the dream, you came on this radio show and said you had to announce that you were leaving for a month to go and do this
cruise
show.
It's amazing the prophecies you have in your sleep.
Yeah.
Because I can't deny it anymore. Denise Drysdale and I are doing a magic show.
Great.
It's called See What Happens Next. She came up with that, not me.
Okay.
I wasn't super hot on the title, but I mean, I defer to her because she has such experience.
Well, the thing I haven't mentioned yet is there was one more part of the dream that you found me a fill-in co-host.
Oh, on the radio show?
Yeah.
Well, that was nice of
you. That was nice of you. You got Kerri-Anne Kennelly.
So we're both teaming up with
with
iconic Australian TV presenters.
Yeah, women, you know, who are of a mature age. Now, I don't know why...
What would happen in that situation is then we would transcend into a long-running battle between our two shows.
Zach and Denise versus Dom and Kerri-Anne. Now, I don't know why I'm continuing to have dreams about us splitting up to go and perform with middle-aged women. This is becoming a trend.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know whether we need to sort something out, whether something else is going on here that I don't know about.
Well, you know I'm team Ding Dong. I'm team Denise.
Yeah, and I'm team Cack.
And I won't be swayed from that opinion.
Okay. Well, can you just confirm to me you'll be on the show for the rest of this year? Can you confirm that?
I think the cruise is late December. So, yeah, I think I'm good for the end of the year.
That is all we've got time for tonight. If you do want to hear the full thing back, you can search for Collective Noun on iTunes and get the podcast there. We'll see you tomorrow at 10.
Bye!
That's all from Collective Noun. Grab podcasts and videos online on Facebook at Collective Noun Comedy.